Good morning. Lord bless each and every one this morning. It's a blessing to be here on this nice day. It's a blessing to see spring come and everything start to wake up around us. It's a real blessing. Just had a few thoughts this morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about our feelings and emotions and just ways to deal with that and to work through that, ways that I've found to work through some of that. You know, it's easy to serve the Lord and do what's right and really be a blessing to other people when you're feeling good and your spirits are up and everything seems to be going well. It's just pretty easy to do the right thing. You know, there's not really that much temptation to be happy when everything goes well. But it's on the difficult days when you just seem to wake up on the wrong side of bed and you just, you know, somebody just rubs you the wrong way or whatever, that it just gets more difficult. Wanted to read a little bit out of Hebrews chapter 11. Just going to read a few verses here. We're going to start with verse 1. Read that. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It's just, you know, faith is not acting on something we can see. It's not a feeling. It's not because you pumped yourself up to feel good or you maybe read your Bible and had a real good prayer and you felt close to God and now you can really meet the day. You know, it's not. Faith is not necessarily just trying to get our feelings all in line to make us act a certain way, but it's doing the right things even when you're not feeling and not feeling right. You know, faith is when you do what's right even when you don't really see the blessing in it. And on down here in Hebrews, it talks about Moses, verse 24 to 26. We're going to read. It says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." I was thinking, you know, what did Moses go through, you know, at the time when he found out that he was actually an Israelite and what he should be doing? I just imagine that he probably had, you know, he may have gone through a year or two of struggle. We don't really know. But, you know, just here he has to choose between he could live this good life as a prince of Egypt and everything would be fine, but he chose to go out and to join the oppressed and join the slaves. And I just wonder, you know, he's in the faith chapter, of course, because it must have just taken a lot of faith to decide, I'm going to just go be with my people and suffer what I have to suffer to be on God's side, you know, when he could have had an easy life. Just because there's days when we struggle and have temptation and you just feel kind of ugly inside, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not doing the right thing. In fact, if you just go through life without struggle, then you're probably not fighting at all and you're probably not spiritually alive. So it's just good to, I think, thank the Lord for the struggles. Just recently here I had a day where I was having one of those bad days and just struggle to just be happy and enjoy the day and enjoy working with other people. But just partway through the day, I just tried to thank the Lord for the struggles, you know, and just thank the Lord that there is a struggle going on, because maybe, you know, maybe that means that I'm trying to do the right thing. And just, you know, just the rest of the day went a lot better and my feelings followed, you know. And not, that's, feelings is not what we're going after. It's not just, we're not trying to get our feelings under control. We're trying to do the right thing and trust God with the outcome, you know, with whatever feelings we may have. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. And another story comes to mind. I think I've told this here before, but had a teacher in school that came to school sick one day, and he said, you know, it's anybody can be a Christian when you're feeling good, but when you're not, it's see how I can do when I'm not feeling good. And that just always stuck with me. That it's just a blessing that we don't have to rely on how we're feeling. You know, I think there's a lot of churches that's a lot of the reason they go on Sunday to get pumped up for the week, and they, you know, have praise and worship services, and you know, everybody gets on a spiritual high and feel really good, but that doesn't really change how they might make their decisions that week. So anyway, just Lord bless you all, and hope that was an encouragement. Does anyone have prayer requests or something else to add?
Sarah,
okay. Pray for Sarah Brubaker. We're planning to go to Mexico today. We're leaving this afternoon, if you don't mind keeping us in your prayers. We'll be gone for about 2 weeks. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this nice day. We thank you for all the good things that you've given us in life. Thank you for our brethren. And thank you for all the good. And thank you for the tough times too. We want to glorify you, and whatever comes our way, help us to have faith. And help us to learn to love one another and be a brotherhood that pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen.